Tonight, we will study the birth of offering incense. Literally, we say burning incense, powder. So, incense means incense stick and also incense powder, both. When you offer the incense, you can chant for this verse. let me translate it.
Sira Samadhi Vimoksha Incense. Radiant light of the Buddhas emits throughout the Dhamma world. Homage to the countless Buddhas in the 10 directions. Permeates into seeing and hearing and manifests nirvana. Sira, samadhi, vimoksha incense. Radiant light of the Buddhas emits throughout the Dhamma world. Homage to the countless Buddhas in the 10 directions. Permeates into seeing and hearing and manifests nirvana. Okay. I think this verse has been chanted for many, many years. This verse was found in the scriptures named the Shokyo Yoshu, which means a collection of the quotation from the Mahayana sutras, dealt with particularly the teaching of sudden enlightenment in Mahayana, or seeing the original nature and becoming Buddha. Then this collection of a quotation from Mahayana in relation with the issues of, for instance, good or not good teacher, true or not true Buddha, true or not true triple treasure, pure or not pure preach, etc. True or not true Buddha means true Buddha is a real Buddha, okay? But a not true Buddha is the idea of Buddha, what you can understand through the six senses. Okay? In other words, the Buddha what you have experienced, this is not true Buddha, but it's Buddha, but it is still, it is the Buddha who exists in the realm of concept, perceptions, one's perceptions, okay? So it's not real Buddha is, yes, is with us, but it's too close to know. Exactly one. Okay, no gap between. So you cannot see it, but you can be always. Okay? But through the Zazen, and making your mind very clear and calm, and then one, you can see the oneness. Okay? And that time it is real Buddha, but you cannot explain what it is. But it's alive in your everyday life. So people can be really moved by this Buddha coming out from the body and mind of a person. Okay? But it's very difficult to say what it is. Okay? But anyway, that person who experienced real Buddha can talk about the Buddha. Which is conceptual, but he can talk about real Buddha behind the conceptions. Okay, through the conception, we can see something more than the word, behind the word. Do you understand? For instance, very short poem. If you make the poem, real spirit of the poem. It is a little difficult to understand. But when you express it, when you express real spirit of poem in word, it's already conceptual. But behind that word, you can see something, but it's very difficult to pin down because it is something which you individually has to taste it. Do you understand? That's why poem expressed in a word is very important, because without the poem in a word, you cannot express real spirit of existence. You cannot tell anybody real things. Okay? So that's why it is true Buddha or not true Buddha. Okay? Or same applied to the truth. Okay? Real truth can't be understood. But you can be there constantly. Okay? But what truth, what we are always talking about is something conceptualized or expressed in a word. So it's not real truth, okay? In Buddhist philosophy, truth is classified into two, the real truth and worldly truth. Worldly truth is the truth which you individually understand. So that truth, worldly truth, are the There are many kinds of world rituals. Okay? Do you understand? Is that alright? Everyone understands the truth in many ways. That's why even though you use the one word, so-called Buddha, or Dharma, or God, everyone understands in a different way. And finally, we are fighting. But a real Buddha, real Dharma, real, anyway, God is exactly one. But you can't say anything. It's pretty hard to say. But without the word, you cannot understand real Buddha, real God. So that's why we use a word. But if you use a word, people are completely crazy about the word. In other words, people are intoxicated by the word. That is really big problem. Okay? And that word is always used by individual intoxication, excitement, and high, okay? So that's why it's pretty easy to create a fight or war, spiritual war, okay? Discriminations, conflicts between religions. So that's why he says, you're good or not good teacher, true or not true Buddha, true or not true triple treasure, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Okay? Pure or not pure preach. Pure and not pure preach means through the preach, you have to talk about the pure preach. Pure, something pure, which you cannot say anything. But you have to say. Do you understand? Pure sense, pure spirit of existence through the word, so-called poem. You have to say. Something more than a word, you have to say through the words you have used. Do you understand? That is our effort. If you become a poet, you have to express this one. You have to express unknowable word, unknowable nature of existence through the word you really want to use. That is really difficult practice for us. Same apply to the painter. Painter uses natural color. Yes? Painter uses, you know, watercolors to express a natural color. But without using the original color means basic color, red, yellow, white, black, etc. Anyway, using that color, but without being carried away by that, those colors, we have to express natural color. So it's pretty hard to express natural color by using the watercolor, okay? It's pretty hard, but this is a painter's practice every day. Okay. So in that the collection of quotations from Mahayana Sutra was compiled by Dorse in Tang Dynasty, who lived almost in 659, so since then this verse has been used in the Zen monastery, so it's pretty old verse, but we don't know who made this verse. We don't know. But somebody made this verse maybe before 659 years. Okay. So, first line says, Sila Samadhi Vimoksha Incense. Sila is a precept. Precept. Samadhi is one-pointedness, or meditation, we can say, or concentration. Okay. So sila, precept, concentration, total concentration. The moksha means emancipation or liberation. Okay. Liberation. So precept, concentration, or liberation incense. Literally, each term with incense. Sila incense, samadhi incense, vimoksha incense. Okay. But I say sila, samadhi, vimoksha incense. So this means the first line means five kinds of dhammakaya, dhamma body. Okay, dhamma body means the Buddha's true body. Okay? True body. In Buddhist philosophy, in the Buddhist teaching, there are five kinds of dhammakaya. Buddha is classified the Dhammakaya Buddha and Nirmanakaya Buddha, Sammukkaya Buddha. Okay? Buddha can be understood in the three ways. Dhammakaya means real truth. Okay, real truth. Ultimate nature of existence, we can say. But anyway, real truth, okay? This is called Dhammakaya, Dhamma body. Kaya means body. Okay? And this Nirmanakaya means the human body. Okay? Human body. So even the Shakyamuni Buddha is, the Shakyamuni Buddha means real truth and also human body. A Buddha who has human body. Okay, so that is called Nirmanakaya. Nirmanakaya. The other one is Sambhogakaya. Sambhogakaya is within the human flesh. Okay, human body. In other words, by the human body. Not by. Within the human body. Okay? Dhammakaya, as a true, you know, real truth, can be manifested or can be actualized within the human body. And so, Buddha Shakyamuni's human body is human body, but something more than human body. So just like a Buddha statue. Buddha statue is made after human shape. Okay, look at the after lecture. Look at the Buddha statue in the Buddha hall. Okay. So if you look at the with a calm mind, sit down there and then look at that Buddha statue. She has a human body, but there is something more than human body. So that's why it becomes an object of worship. Okay? So that is we cannot say what it is. I don't know what it is. But if you sit down and look at that Buddha statue with a calm mind, and then you can taste it. You can touch that Sambhogakaya. That is called Sambhogakaya. Sambhogakaya is not necessarily manifestation of the real truth, but not necessarily manifestation of just on the human body. Both comes together and work together in the human body, within the human body. Okay, this is called Sambhogakaya. In other words, Sambhogakaya in a plain word, I think total personality. If you analyze total personality into something, I think you have your own karmic life, okay? But on the other hand, you are completely great beings beyond human speculation, human judgment. So your body, your human life is completely same as trees, birds, you know, skies, universe, whole universe. So your human body is human body, but something more than human bodies. Okay. That is a total personality. And then that, you, everyone has that total personality. That's why we have to, anyway, train our human body, okay, to realize that universal human beings, universal human being. And then, total personality gives forth. Okay? Do you understand? This is our training, practice. We say practice. Day by day. You cannot get it overnight. No. If you want to become a great painter, you have to practice every day, you know. Even though you like or you don't like, or you are famous or you are not famous, and it doesn't matter. You have to, every day you have to practice it. If you want to be a writer, every day you have to write something anyway. So that is spiritual practice. Spiritual life is to practice, you know, the educating human body, training human body in order to manifest universal human body. Okay? That is called Sambhogakaya. So everyone is really Buddha. That's why we say everyone is Buddha. Okay? So, yeah, I know, but five kinds of Dharmakaya. I have experienced Dharmakaya. The three kinds of Buddha bodies I explained in relation with this Dharmakaya, okay? Then next, the five kinds of Dharmakaya in this case means the fivefold merit of those who have attained enlightenment, okay? Enlightenment. So five kinds of Dharmakaya is a fivefold merits of those who is named Sambhogakaya. Okay, Sambhogakaya. You are Sambhogakaya, Buddha. Okay. So that's five merits. What are fivefold merits? So first one is Sila body. Sila body means a precept body, the body of precept. And body of precept means it eradicates all evils and actualizes all good. I think this is really true. Even though you don't realize this one, your life as a whole digests everything. Okay. If you are not being very crazy, very confused, okay, your life as a whole is just like a big machine. Digesting, okay? Everything. But a human consciousness is very limited, very stubborn to see something from its own telescope. But you have another kind of consciousness, so-called intuition. Intuition? intuition is one of the human consciousness, but it is it has a great capacity, capability to know all things at a time, everything at a time. But other consciousness is very limited. Other consciousness are limited to attach to see one and attach to it. They cannot see other things, only one. So intuition, your intuition is very magnanimous. If you come here, immediately you can feel something before your consciousness was. So, in a sense, your life is educated, nurtured by what? Consciousness, but on the other hand, not only consciousness, not only by consciousness, but also by intuition. Intuition and also will, you know, will, the intuition and many things, you know. So I think your life is really big machine, huge machines digesting all things. But if you see human life in terms of your own consciousness, you attach to one and becomes very confused, irritated. So, I think even though you have made a mistake is, anyway, mistake has its own power to be free from mistake itself. If you are not very confused, little confused is fine, because you are human beings, you have a feelings, okay? So if your feeling faces the mistake, immediately you can feel something. Okay? But that's fine. That is a really great proof of you are a human being. Okay. So, but next, you are still involved in the second feeling, third feeling, fourth feeling, and on. Then that is called confusions. It's really difficult. You are really involved in too much and you can't get out from this. So, first, as simple as you can, you should taste it. Okay? That is our practice. But it's pretty hard. Too. So, if you're not interested in, you cannot handle the something very simply. Okay? For instance, tape recorder. If you look at tape recorder, this microphone, you are not interested in this microphone now. So look at this microphone. You just look at just the first stage of feeling, okay? So no second stage of a feeling. Even though come up, it disappear natural. But if you love it, okay, then immediately I need it. I want it. So second, third, fourth, on, it goes, okay? So, regardless of whether you like or dislike, the most important practice is how to deal with your object and you, okay? As simple as you can, okay? That's pretty hard. Object, you can deal with the object simple as you can, but very difficult to deal with you, as simple as you can. It's very difficult because it's too close. You are too close to you, too close to know who you are. Okay? It's very difficult to handle. Okay? So, precept is, precept, that's why in precept in Zen Buddhism is talking about the principle of ultimate nature of existence, how it is functioning, okay? So precept is basically very original nature, original function, and original nature of function, okay? It's big machine, okay? in big machine. This is called precept, Buddhist precept. Okay? And then from that big machine, and then your shirt coming up, your pants coming up, that big dry cleaning?
Dryers.
Huge dryers. So you can pick up many things, you know, pants and the socks and sometimes napkins. So that is the meaning of precept in Zen Buddhism, okay? Quite different. Do you understand this one? Next, the samadhi. Samadhi means to trust in Mahayana. Mahayana means a big vehicle. Universe is a big, is called big vehicle. Okay, that is called Mahayana. So we are just like a passenger in a boat, universal boat. Okay, that is called Mahayana. Okay, big vehicle. So without exceptions, all sentient beings are passenger in the universal boat. That's where we have to live. We have to move. We have to go to hand in hand together in peace and harmony. Anyway, this is our effort. Original, even though you don't like it, this is the original state of existence. Original pictures of human existence. So we have to do it. If you don't, you can create the problem. It's very difficult to live. So this is a samadhi, body. Prajna means to introspect constantly the body and mind of a self. Introspect. This is seeing very deeply the bottom of human existence, which is exactly the same as original nature of a universe. Okay? Your bottom of existence, your bottom of your life, in other words, the dead end of your life, is exactly the same as original nature of existence. Okay? So if you research, if you introspect constantly the body and the mind of yourself, you will come to reach the terminal station of your life. Okay? For where you can go, any place, you can be free. Any place. Because terminal station is end of your life, but it's immediately free, universe. So you can go. New life will start. Okay? That is wisdom. Through the wisdom, you can see this. And fourth, liberation means to dispel all hindrances fabricated by ignorance. So ultimate nature of ignorance is also same original ultimate nature of existence, which is pure. So pure nature of existence and also original nature of ignorance is one. So you cannot say original ignorance is bad. You cannot say so. Because it is exactly the same as something pure. So it's pretty hard to say. But if you ignore functioning of ignorance, it manifested in your everyday life, well, it's pretty difficult to live. Because you are going off from the right course, always. Okay? So I think you have to introspect the ignorance. What is the cause of going astray? So we have to know. This is researching ourselves, okay? A fifth, the wisdom of liberation. Wisdom of liberation means free from liberation, understanding liberation. If you understand the liberation, or if you taste the liberation, we are caught by the liberation. Okay? Do you understand? That is a really big problem. If you believe in something divine, you really attach to divinity. If it is away from you, you really restless. Then if you can have even the idea of, you know, divinity, whatever name it has, it doesn't matter. So if you have that one, you feel comfortable. But if you don't, you really suffer, uneasy. So people are very easy to attach to liberation or divinity or something beautiful. Or deep experience which people individually have had through hard work. People are very easy to attach. This is not real freedom. So if you experience freedom, next, you have to be free from freedom. That is, I don't know. This is your own practice. Your project, okay? Not my project. Your project. So you should do it. But I can explain, okay? I can explain, and also Buddha explains how do you do this. Okay? I am always talking about how do you do this. But people don't believe me. That's why we cannot stop, you know. For 2,500 years, the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas cannot stop talking about it. Because people don't believe. So until, well, Buddhas and ancestors are very compassionate. So constantly talking about teachings, 2,400 years. Okay? As long as human beings exist in this world, anywhere Buddhas exist, and Bodhisattvas exist, who are constantly talking about to you. So that is Gobun Hoshin, the five kinds of Dharmakaya. Okay? So, but in the first line, we just say Sila, precept, and Samadhi, concentration, and liberation. So we don't say the rest of the two. Okay, but it means it's include. Rest of the two, okay? You have to see two more things. Okay? So, Sila Samadhi, Sila incense, Samadhi incense, Prajna incense, and liberation incense, and wisdom of liberation incense. That is. So wisdom of liberation means that insight illumination. Insight is original nature of existence itself. This is insight. Through the insight, you can see this one. So insight means simultaneously original nature of existence itself. Okay. And the illumination is functioning of ultimate nature of existence. That is because this ultimate nature of existence is not something fixed or stagnant water. It's always functioning. Okay? So helping connected with others. So in many ways it's helping. That is called illuminations. Okay? Illumination. So insight and illumination, everlasting light, thoroughgoing penetration, no hindrance. So insight and illumination, everlasting light. Light means the quality or merit of ultimate nature of existence. This is a light, okay? Light. So your original nature of existence is not dark, not melancholy, not confused, not mistaken understanding. It's completely clear, light, okay? That is your original nature. And then it's everlasting light. It's everlasting. Whoever you are, it's going constantly. So, and thoroughgoing penetration means your life is exactly crossed, very crossed, V1, identical with that light, always. So in many ways you are illuminated by light, okay? In many ways. In other words, in the sutra we say always, Buddha watches over all sentient beings because he is very compassionate. Okay? That means your original nature is illuminated by the light constantly. Okay? Constant. So that is thoroughgoing penetration. That's what we should appreciate. But the stubbornness of human consciousness cannot believe it. So that's why what we have to do is to open yourself, okay, to accept that light. Okay? We should appreciate, we should accept. How? Open yourself. Magnanimous. Okay? This is first practice we have to do. Even though you don't like it, by your emotion, the feeling, anyway, relax. Accept any problems, anywhere first, and then you can see next what to do. That is the second. But the first situation, first practice, are always forgotten by everyone. From the first, we are always irritating, nervous, confused, okay? Trying to escape and destroy, always we do. That's really big problem. So constantly, you never find solutions. So first practice for us, anyway, accept. You should open yourself totally and magnanimous and accepting all kinds of problems, whatever it is. Then next, you should think, what should you do? That is thorough penetration, no hindrances. That's why your original nature is always free, liberated constantly. So it's really endless, going endlessly. Okay? It's really deep. So that's why I say very often your capability, your nature is just like a water vine underground. If you touch it, it's constantly coming up, just like a spring. You never know, you have never known before. But it is really true. But we judge capability, personal capability, or nature, personal nature, always in by certain education, by certain evaluations, certain sense of evaluations. Okay? So that's why it's pretty hard to be free from human life. So first of all, we should accept that the great openness of your personality or captors, whatever, you should accept. For this, open yourself anyway. Okay, this is the five kinds of Dharmakaya. So when you offer the incense, the main purpose of offering incense, paro or stick in Buddhism is to invite Buddha. To invite Buddha. Buddha mentions incense is considered as a Buddha's messenger. Buddha's messenger. Buddha mentioned like this. So incense is a Buddha's messenger. And also Buddha mentions burning an incense implies in itself inviting the Buddhas. Okay? Inviting Buddhas. Inviting Buddha means inviting the original nature of existence. Okay? Ultimate nature of yourself. This is offering incense. Okay? Burning incense. And next, the radiant light of the Buddhas emits throughout the Dhamma world. One more thing I have to say. In the a book named The Discourse on the Insight of the Mind, compiled by Jinshu, who lived 606. Jinshu is the one of the disciples of sixth patriarch. Let's see, fifth patriarch. Who present a poem? I don't remember in English anyway. Our original nature is just like a mirror. So don't pile up the dust on the mirror. You should clean up always your dust. Do you remember that poem? And the other sixth patriarch says, originally, we are no anyone mirrors completely. Okay? That kind. So the Jinshu was the monk who practiced under the guidance of a fifth patriarch when the sixth patriarch Huineng was there. Okay? So the book named the Discourse on Insight of Mind compiled by this monk. It says shoko, burning incense, doesn't mean a worldly sense of incense, but the incense of the unconditioned right Dhamma, because you have to invite Buddha. Means you have to invite your ultimate nature of existence. Your existence. Anyway, you should invite. Even though you don't understand it, anyway, invite. This is the offering incense. So that's why incense is the unconditioned right Dhamma. So it extinguishes all defilements, ignorance, and karmic evil. By virtue of its perfuming them. Means if you invite and offer the incense, I think you can see how vast the openness of original nature of existence. Okay? Penetrating to anyway your every aspect of your life, good or bad, right or wrong, and then all are digested naturally. That this is, you can see. That's why it extinguishes all defilements, ignorance, and the karmic evil by virtue of its permeating, perfuming them. There are the five kinds of the right Dharma incense. Sila incense, Samadhi incense, Prajna incense, Liberation incense, wisdom of liberation incense, okay? The fivefold incense we have mentioned is the supreme quality of incense. So this fivefold incense is really supreme quality of incense because it mentions it guides you to taste the ultimate nature of your life. What is real ultimate nature of the self? In other words, universal. Behind or beyond your human body. So, supreme quality of incense. It is unparalleled in the world. Thus, in the Buddha's age, he let his disciples burn the principles. They burn the priceless precious incense in his wisdom fire and pay homage to the Buddha in the 10 directions. That's why Buddha constantly recommend his disciples to offer the incense in that meaning. And very naturally, people, disciples realized how significant the offering incense are, by Buddha's total personality. For instance, last year, one of the Zen master came and practiced with us. He didn't say anything, but he stand up in the altar and offered the incense respectfully with a calm mind. We are impressed very much. Very naturally, we feel, we taste. What does it mean, offering incense? Through his behaviors, I could feel it. He really offered the Buddhas, inviting the Buddhas into him, into now. So that's why in the Buddha's age, he let his disciples burn the priceless, precious incense. If you think the incense powder is just like a piece of wood, I think it's useless, you know. Using this, the pieces of a speck of dust, wooden dust, okay? How can you give life to this? Pieces of wood dust, as well as dealing with your life. It depends on you. If you use just as a speck of wooden dust, it's just a wooden dust. But if you use it as inviting the Buddha and seeing the original nature of your existence, you can really give great quality to this, to the life of the wooden dust. Because wooden dust helps you so much. That's why we have to do it in that way. But people say that's a form, ritual. But I don't think ritual. Ritual is ritual, but you have to give a quality to the ritual. That really depends on your attitude and behavior. You are dealing with something. So that's why Buddha says in that way, he lets his disciple burn the priceless precious incense in his wisdom fire and pay homage to the Buddha in the 10 directions. The people nowadays do not have understood the true meaning of the Tathagata's mind. We don't understand it. So they have burned a popular sandal incense defiled in the worldly sense for the sake of their fortunate. Good luck, you know. So you always ask, of the incense, for what? Buddha gives me something, then I want to offer the incense. But if Buddha doesn't give me anything, I don't want to do it. Something like that. That instance is really something defiled in the worldly sense. So, finally, that book says, how would it be possible to gain the merit? So, let me say the reason why the Gobun Hoshin five kinds of Dharmakaya is named incense, corresponding to the incense. Okay. It says the reason why the five kinds of Dharmakaya is named as incense is that the Buddha has the three kinds of wondrous incense. There are sila incense, listening incense, and giving incense. Sila incense are a precept. Listening incense, you have to be open yourself, you have to open your heart to listen to any kind of voices. Okay? Voiceless voice and voice, scream, whatever kind of voice. You have to open your heart to listen to. And giving incense, and then you have to do something for it. That is, when you deal with something, you should really give yourself to it in order to deal with sincere heart. Okay. So that is giving incense. So sila incense is cause. Three of those are fragrant all over in the most subtle way under both unfavorable and favorable wind. So anytime, everywhere. Anyway, this instance is working so much in the most subtle way. If your mind is absent, it's very difficult to know it. But if you insight very closely, if you introspect yourself very closely, you can notice. So speaking in detail, sila incense as cause brings two kinds of incense, samadhi and prajna. Prajna is wisdom, and samadhi is your practice. Okay, settle down, steadfast state of your behavior and practice. This is samadhi, becoming one with object and the subject. So, if you take care of sila incense, okay, precept. If you take care of precept, very naturally your life become peaceful, natural. But if you don't, your life becomes more or less and restless, uneasy. So that's why if you follow the precept very naturally, you can sleep in peace. And one of the Buddha's disciples asked Buddha's when all passengers in the boat were killed by the dragon, you know, in the sailing the ocean, and then people were very afraid to travel. Then one day, a person asked Buddha, "How can we sleep in peace and harmony? Should we kill the dragon or not?" He said, "Please kill your hatred. In other words, in this precept, don't speak ill of others. Because even the dragon who are always trying to eat the human beings, also creatures beyond who is qualified to exist in this world, beyond your speculation. You know? Beasts, they hurting you sometimes, but even though you accept the bee with the hatred, but bee's existence is completely beyond your speculation. Because it has some reason why it exists. So that's why we shouldn't deal with your object and yourself with your feeling, okay? Feeling is important, but I think you shouldn't destroy or kill the life of your object, you know, by your influence of your emotions itself. So, very naturally, you should, you know, right in the middle of a shadow of hatred, okay, you make your body and mind calm down. Okay? This is called cured hatred. Okay? Not destroy the hatred. You cannot destroy the hatred. Because you can see constantly shadow of hatred. Even though your mind is peaceful. The more your mind is calm and clear, the more you can see clearly shadow of hatred. Okay? So very naturally, we can practice constantly. Okay? If you cannot see, this is a little bit off from real practice of Buddha's teaching. So, liberation and wisdom of liberation are considered as effect. So, speaking in details, cedar incense as a cause brings two kinds of incense, samadhi and prajna. Okay? Samadhi and prajna. Into beings, liberation and wisdom of liberation are considered as effect. Okay, that's why precept is important, because it is a cause of inviting the Buddhas and inside the Buddha, manifesting your Buddha. So this is a precept, because more or less, beyond consciously, unconsciously, if you follow the Buddha's precept, very naturally your life becomes peaceful. Okay? Komyo, radiant light. Let me say radiant light. We say light so often. Okay? So in the Buddhism, radiant light is divided into two. One is light of body, light of mind. Okay, two. So light of mind is divided into another two. One is eternal light. So in this case, the light of the body in this case is, what would you say, the body of the Dharma, the body of original nature of existence. This is called body, okay? Is that clear? So that is a body. So in other words, ultimate nature of existence itself, this is a body, okay? So the light of the body is eternal light, because it is constantly exist. Even though you die, or you are alive, or you sleep, anyway, the ultimate nature of existence is always alive, helping you, supporting you. Okay? So this is eternal light. which means the perfection of illumination, no hindrance. Okay. It constantly penetrates every inch of your life. Okay. In the realm of mistake, in the realm of not mistake, confusion, and perverted views, whatever, it's always helping you. So that's why what we have to do is to open our heart to listen to that voice. The second is light emitting, which means light arouses one into enlightenment. In other words, for instance, if you see somebody like Thich Nhat Hanh, or Tibetan monks and the priests who visit here often, or the Narasaki Roshi who visited here. If you see those people, I think you can taste something shocked. You don't know what it is. But that shock comes from that person, the person, okay, who manifests his own total personalities. So from that, his total personality, something coming out, something gives forth. Okay. This is called light. So if you in confront, if you encounter this light, you are really surprised and arouses you into enlightenment. In other words, more or less you attain enlightenment, so called feel relief. You feel comfortable just being present by him. Just be present by him. Not necessary to do something. Not necessary to talk. Anyway, be present by him, near him, near her, Buddhas. And then whole situation becomes comfortable and peaceful. Do you understand? All these kind of circumstances, if you come in and sit down here, you become very peaceful. Because this room is not merely room, usual room in the worldly sense. Because you have created your own history, so-called practicing meditation. Okay, this is a history, kind of a Buddhist history you have created. That's why if you come in, something, you know, touches your heart. So you feel relief, particularly from the person who lives, okay? You really experience something like that. So that is the light emitting. So light is kind of abstract, but it's working every day. It's from the person. Yes, it's true. Okay? That's why, even though in the Christianity, if you look at the stained glass and pick the picture of the Jesus in the stained glass of his herald behind. Okay. Herald. This is a light. Okay. So light always emitting. Okay. So everyone, more or less, light is emitting. Okay. I think modern cameras can take that picture. That is the light of the body. Light of the mind is also divided into two. One is Dhamma illuminating. Okay? It means to illuminate both truth and worldliness. Okay? So, light of mind is first Dhamma illuminating. So all sentient beings is eliminated in many ways by Dhamma. So your body, physically, you are already eliminated. So tables is not merely table. Table is something more than table. So this is called Buddha. We say Buddha because it's pretty difficult to express the table, something more than table. That's why we use a particular term. And also, this is so microphone, cables, your pants, and your hairs, your boots, and whatever it is. That is really protected, watched over by the Dharma illuminating. Okay? Something more than your judgment. So you should take care of your object, yourself, with sincere heart. Okay? The second opportunity illuminating. So, I think opportunity illuminating means to illuminate the opportunity of encountering one and one's object. Okay? There is always an opportunity we can meet your own object. Okay? So that is an opportunity. But that opportunity is great opportunity, pretty rare opportunity. You can experience great existence beyond human existence. That's why opportunity is also illuminated by light. Okay? That is light of wisdom or light of mind. Okay? Dogen Zenji mentioned very simply, as a whole, he says, the whole universe in the ten directions is light of the self. Whole universe in the ten directions is within light of the self. Yes, it is. So you are you, but you are something more than you. Buddha. The Buddha is abstract? No. It's abstract because you don't know what it is. Even though you say, I am Buddha, it is idea of the Buddha. So it's pretty abstract. If you say it is abstract, it's dead? No. It's work. That is a light. So, even though you don't know what the Buddha is, you always accept Buddha as abstract. You cannot see, of course, but actually it's working. So that's what we have to know. We have to taste it. Because it's working every day. If you ignore it, your life becomes a very, what to say, very shallow, narrow, as piece of paper, not ocean deep, not deep as ocean. But actually, your life is really deep and high, deep as the ocean, and high as mountains. This is your life. That's why we have to take best care of our life. How can we learn that, great human beings? Because you cannot learn by yourself. That's why let's share your life with the people first. Okay? And then, even though you don't know, people tell you. People tell you. Through this relationship with the people, that's why let's help people first. Okay, do you have a question?
Teaching and not true teaching. As you explained it, it seemed to me that not true teaching is just the explanation in words.
Mm-hmm.
It's not complete.
Mm-hmm.
Normally I think of not true teaching as something terrible.
Not terrible. Important. Not true teaching is also important.
Okay.
Just like traverse, you know, stick for the morning flower.
Trellis.
Huh?
Trellis.
Trellis.
Mm-hmm.
So, morning glory, not flower. Morning glory. Hooks the trellis. 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 But important point is real life of the morning glory. That's it. In other words, you have to know whether morning glory is growing alive. Okay? That is most important. But without the trellis, it's very difficult to let it grow. Okay? So not true teaching is also very important. Okay? Not true poem expressed in a word is not important, but it's important because without this, you cannot know real spirit of you as a poet.
Sense that we're being host, right? We're like a host invites someone. Is that what's meant by host? When we're talking about like the host within the host?
Oh, host within a host.
Yeah.
That is a continuation, carrying the continuation of the simple practice, you know, offering incense, you know, giving a life, giving a quality to the ritual of the two behavior, your behavior, okay? Offering incense, of all offering incense. Do you understand? That is just simply, instead of expecting some reward, instead of understanding offering incense and you in the worldly sense, okay. You just carried on simple continuation of simple practice of inviting the Buddha and seeing the ultimate nature of existence. This is offering incense. That's why offering incense is five kinds of dharmakaya. When the five kinds of dharmakaya is unfolded, it is called sila and samadhi and wisdom, you know, liberation, and wisdom of liberation, kind of like that. But practically speaking, it is one practice. Just as simple as you can, you just offer the incense. Okay. Understanding that meaning, significance of offering incense. Okay. And then next, practically, emotionally, and in terms of sentiment, you have to move toward the significance of offering incense. Right? That is what? Just the behavior. Practice. You understand?
Do you recite this verse when you offer incense?
Mm-hmm. So everyone, you can recite that one before you offer the incense. Your home and wherever we can do.
So would you repeat the verse?
Please refine the brush up for you, my English, okay? I use a Sanskrit term, okay, for in the first line, Sila Samadhi Vimoksha incense, Vimoksha, V-I-M-O-K-S-H-A, Vimoksha incense. Okay? Radiant light of the Buddha's emits throughout the Dharma world. Homage to the countless Buddhas in the ten directions permeates into seeing and hearing and manifest nirvana. Seeing and hearing means the six senses and six sense objects, it means, alright? So permeate, homage to the countless Buddhas in ten directions permeates into your six senses and six sense objects and manifest. Nirvana means total peace. Okay. This is offering incense.
Hojo-san, is the light the same as original nature?
Mm-hmm. Because original nature is very difficult to reach. Because it's very abstract, very idea. It's just ideas. No one knows. But it's working actually, that's why in terms of actual functioning of the original nature of existence, we put the name on it, so-called light. Light is just like in a dark room, if you turn on a switch, immediately all things come up in the floor, in the room. This is kind of the original nature of existence. If you realize something important, whole world becomes, bright. You appreciate it. Just that is the original nature of existence. So if you realize it, it's kind of a turning on the light. So that's why light is always illuminating, okay? Helping you in many ways, constantly.